I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1504. So you want to be a prophet. There are probably some jobs that you look at and go, man, that looks glamorous. That looks exciting. It's cutting edge. You might think, I wish I could do that. I wish I could be that. But often we don't know or consider the downside that comes with that job. We see the spotlight. We see the popularity, the respect, the stage they get to stand on. But we don't see the sorrow, the sacrifice, and the suffering that person is enduring to do their job. There are jokes about pastors only working 1 hour a week, and then people see what pastors do behind the scenes, and they begin to understand, sort of. Today, some things you might want to consider if you want to be a prophet. This podcast is called The Two Greatest after the two greatest commandments, loving the Lord our God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and loving our neighbor as ourselves, loving people in the calling that God's given us. Here we ask the question, what would it look like if Jesus lived a life of love through us? On the surface, being a prophet for God looks pretty sweet. I mean, God, the God, has chosen you. What better job could there be than that? You get to speak for the Almighty. You know, God said this and God said that, and you all better shape up or ship out. This is going to happen if you don't. There's lots of power and prestige in that position. But can I remind you of some things that you may have forgotten? Some things you might want to say to someone who wants to be a prophet. In Luke chapter 9, verses 61 and 62, the Bible says, "Still another said, I will follow you, Lord, but first let me go back and say goodbye to my family." Jesus replied, "No one who puts a hand to the plow and looks back is fit for service in the kingdom of God." That sounds kind of harsh, doesn't it? But Jesus is referring back to 1 Kings 19, when Elijah calls Elisha to be a prophet. Elijah was a radical prophet who lived in the wilderness and ate food from the mouths of birds. A lot of prophets had radical callings. Ezekiel couldn't mourn when his wife died. Jeremiah was never allowed to marry. Hosea wishes he was never allowed to marry. So Elijah ate food from the mouths of birds. John ate bugs. Ezekiel ate food cooked over dung. Now he did get an improvement when God told him he could use human dung. But Ezekiel said, "God, that's impure." So he was allowed to use cow's dung, which was a step up because it was respectable fuel back then. These prophets had radical callings. Elisha was going to give up a lot to follow Elijah. Scripture says he had 12 yoke of oxen with which he was plowing. 12. You only need one at a time. That meant he had a lot of land, a lot of fields, and a lot of servants. He was kind of rich. And Elisha was ready to give all of that up, to burn the oxen as a sacrifice, and then consume the leftovers with his family and presumably the whole community. He just first wanted to say goodbye to his family, which meant throw a little farewell party. Elijah says, "Go ahead, what have I done to you?" But Jesus says no when he's asked. No. The call to be a disciple of Jesus is even more radical than the call to be an Old Testament prophet, because Jesus is worth everything. Wow, do we preach that? Do we say that when we call people to the gospel of Christ? Here's the great question. What, if anything, have you truly given up to be Jesus' disciple? Let's pray the old hymn as our prayer. All to Jesus I surrender. All to him I freely give. I will ever love and trust him, in his presence daily live. All to Jesus I surrender, humbly at his feet I bow. Worldly pleasures all forsaken. Take me, Jesus, take me now. All to Jesus I surrender. Make me, Savior, wholly thine. May thy Holy Spirit fill me. May I know thy power divine. I surrender all. I surrender all. All to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1505. In the meantime, if anything, I hope this episode helps you give grace to others that you might think have a better call, an easier call, a more glamorous call than your call. Just something to think about today, when you might want to start a conversation with, "So, you want to be a prophet?"